Hi there guys, this is Jim Wolf for AboveTopSecret.com. Here's a story. My first podcast, now this is my fourth podcast. My first podcast was reasonably successful. And in that podcast I did a lot of rambling and a little bit of complaining. And I got quite the feedback, so I was all pumped and yay, podcasting, yay! And I did my second one and my third one. So apparently I'm not good at comedy or psychoanalysis. So what I'm going to do today is I'm going to try something new yet again. And this one is a sure winner because I'm going to go with a winning recipe, and that is gossip. That's right. I'm going to gossip. I'll try my best not to be too nasty. The bloggers know I'm not afraid to tell something as it is. So, do you guys want to hear some gossip? What's going on around ATS? Huh? How does it sound? Okay, settle down, we'll do gossip. Now the first thread that got my attention was one by member Zoltmar Zol. He posted that in the 9/11 Conspiracies Forum, and he claims that he was paid to post conspiracy theories. Now, let's take a quick look what he says here. Hello ATS members, I need your help. A long time ago, I was a member of ATS and other conspiracy sites. I was approached by what I assumed was a PR agency to post about 9/11 conspiracy theories. Some of the theories were really crazy stuff, and I always thought I was being paid to create some kind of buzz for a book or a movie. They paid me to post all kinds of crazy 9/11 conspiracy stuff on boards and blogs, but never on ATS because I was a former member. Now he goes on by saying that they are probably connected to the government and they are making serious threats, and there is a supposed nut crew. The irony. And you've spoken to three reporters at different news sources, and supposedly as soon as they become interested in these stories, the editors tell them to ignore the story. Now my thoughts, unfortunately by the time I noticed the thread, it was already closed by Skeptic Overlord, because people were stoning this member. What was his name? Zoltmar Zol. people were ripping him apart because it's such an cliched hoax. And then Skeptic Overlord closed the thread because of the lack of evidence. We're calling it a hoax. Everyone is calling it a hoax. And that wasn't fair. But in my opinion, it is so typical of a hoax behavior. The refusal to give any facts of any kind. He ignores some questions or important questions. He ignores invitations to him. Or some people like moderators. And well, one thing that strikes me about this guy is most hoaxers will post this and then just sit back and watch what happens. Now Zoltmar Zol didn't do much posting to this thread, but he didn't run away. He hangs around making one or two statements, but still nothing substantial. So yeah, that was quite a hot topic this week. In my opinion, it's a definite hoax. I mean, if you were paid to lie on the internet by the government, by George Bush, by whoever, so what? Why would they threaten him or his life or whatever? Okay, and that was the first gossip, the first notable thread, let's put it that way. Another thread that got my attention was ATS A Conspiracy by member Neon Hayes. He posted that in Deconstructing Disinformation and Deflection. Try and say that first. Now, if you've ever seen a similar thread like this on ATS, please raise your hands. Here we go. Yeah, everybody. See, he says, let's see, has anyone here ever thought that there may be members of the ATS staff that are in fact moles there to debunk any conspiracies that have truth to them? Now, you see, that's the thing about a conspiracy site. People will see conspiracies in everything. ATS members are paranoid. So it is no surprise whatsoever to see members seeing conspiracies in ATS, the board, or ATS other members, or ATS, you know, the name ATS. And the strange thing is, this thread goes on for pages and pages. And the first reply was from Yosarian, and he says, it's been done to death, do a search and you will come up with similar threads. And yet, even though it's been done to death, the page goes on, well, it goes on for pages and pages and pages. And now, similar thread was one posted by a skeptic overlord in Skunkworks that says ATS history, COINTELPRO and whispers in the dark. And well, basically there's this cartoon that tells the whole story. Excellent cartoon, I love it. There's skeptic overlord up there with Simon Gray with his tinfoil hat sitting right next to him on the throne there, and then of course Springer on a trike there. It's a brilliant cartoon actually, but it tells the whole story of whispers in the dark and an incident that happened, I think it's a couple of years ago. Let me just get the 2003, so that was about 3 years ago. And it was some interesting events, really. I'm not going to tell you the story, it's a long story, but it's really worth the read. And it's quite intriguing. We've got stories of a hacker, and then stories of COINTELPRO and all kinds of conspiracy stuff. You know, this is the stuff ATS is made of. So if you haven't read it yet, go over to Skunkworks, check out that brilliant thread or brilliant topic. See, I just realized why my podcast will not be a success. That's because I didn't start off the podcast with "What am I drinking?" And I think that's another problem I have, is I'm not drinking anything. I'll remember this next time I do a podcast. But let's move on. The next thread in question is board business and questions. This thread was posted by They See All, and to be honest, I don't really like the thread because, in my opinion, it's a bit pointless. The thread is called the ATS Skunk Works Forum, a place where ignorance is king. Now, They See All clearly states that it's his personal opinion, and basically he says Skunk Works is all the nuts post there, basically. Further on in the thread, we've got a few examples by someone else, like Lady Diana and the vampire thing, and, well, the thread goes on and on. People try to convince They See All that this is exactly what Skunk Works is all about. Wild, wild theories. And that's more or less the reason I don't like this particular thread, is because I love Skunk Works. It's one of my favorite forums because, A, you see some out of the box thinking, and B, because I love, you know, most of my threads are posted in there, so it feels like he's reminding me that I am a nut. he gives the impression that if you're posting in Skunk Works, then your theory is pretty much out there. And in my opinion, that is what Skunk Works is all about. And I mean, the word or the name says it all, Skunk Works, you know, Stinky Works. And then the little icon there with the guy with the big glasses and the tinfoil hat. Now, leave my Skunk Works alone.
Go!
Another intriguing thread was one by Wise Ones, also in Skunk Works, where he tells us that he let me quote it directly for you. I keep getting odd calls. For the past few months, my house has been getting calls from people who show up on caller ID as private caller. And then he gives a few numbers or out of area. And he says his mom is an artist. And the conversations pretty much goes like, hello, hi, is there, is, well, blah, 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 there. No, can I get a message or a number or something? No. And then they hang up. And on other occasions, I don't know why he didn't mention it this the first time, but some people ask if there is children. Let me just find that. Ask about children burning in some of the art. Now, that is some really intriguing stuff. I've got a funny feeling about this, seeing that it is once again a new member. But, I mean, this is not some elaborate hoax. If he's lying, then it's stupid. But I do believe Wise Ones. And then, well, the thing I find interesting is the ability to dial *69 and you will phone back the person that just phoned you, that is, if the ID was unknown. And then something just generic mentions, and that is if you dial *57 immediately after a harassing call, then that call will be recorded. And apparently, if you do this after three harassment calls, what do you call it? The people at Telco will investigate basically you're complaining. You're filing a complaint. Here's a phone call. Here's a harassment. And after you do this three times, they will investigate. Now, this is really interesting. I mean, in South Africa, we don't have either star 69 or star 57 for that matter. I wonder if, I know Just Generic is from Canada, and well, I'm not sure where Wise Ones is from, but I wonder if this is in all countries or most Western countries, if this star 69 and star 57 is a fact. I see I'm running a bit on the time there. I wanted to keep this short and sweet. But there's just so much to gossip about. I'm just going to mention this quickly, and that is a thread by Serena Dorothy called Killer Elephants in Skunk Works. Now, the thread is quite old, but not too long ago, a guy called Orange Tom made an interesting claim, and that is that elephants, or all wild animals, or dangerous animals, are affected by menstrual blood. I know they did some research back in the 90s about bears, and it was proven that bears do not react to menstrual blood, or, well, you can read all about it in the thread. But that's a very interesting question, because in the end, I don't really know directly how animals, all animals, react to menstrual blood, because obviously there's a lot of hormones, and it's I don't know. I don't know if I want to talk about this, but it's still a very interesting question. I know for sure elephants, or I've never ever seen an elephant react to women in a certain way. Then again, I don't go asking women that are around elephants if they are having their period. But still an interesting question. I would like to go into that sometime. And then another thread that got my attention was the mysterious jellyfish blob thing. Quite a good description. If you look at the picture there in Cryptozoology and Mythical Beasts. Now, the original poster was Dr. Leary. And we've got some very nice pictures there of, well, a blob, jellyfish, thing, something, and this is what I love. This is what true cryptozoology is about. Some pretty good pictures about an unknown object. And now it's very clear that these are not fakes. We've got the whole of Denmark going on and on and on about this blob. Pretty interesting. Go check it out. And then another thread is one by Woland. He posted in Paranormal Studies, and the title is "Is She See-Through or Not?" And he presents us with a beautiful picture of what could possibly be a ghost girl in the background. Now, I just love this picture. I don't know why. I don't know if it's, there's no clear indication if it is in fact a ghost, a ghost girl, or if she is see-through. She's there in the background. But you know what, the first time I looked at this picture, I didn't see the girl. Then further on, someone did some editing to the picture, and only then could I actually see the girl. And if you see the girl for the first time, you realize, whoa, there's something there. I don't know why I love this thread so much. We've seen thousands of ghost pictures, but I like it. And to add to the intrigue, there's also a clip from the DVD. That means another camera got the same girl in the shot. You go check out that thread. You like it, trust me.
DeVille is here!
Ooh!
Well, this was pretty much a slow week for me at TS. I've been quite busy at work, so I was just very busy. But I did get an applause from Springer. That's quite surprising. You don't get that every day. Applause from Springer and applause from Springer. Last time I got an applause from Springer was back in March this year, and then he gave me several. And that was that thread, stop being a know-it-all. And then further in my inbox, there nothing was really happening. Got one or two applauses for taking part in the killer elephants threads, and then there's another applause here from Helmut I got another applause from Helmut for my Jim Wolf's oil threads. Oh, that's cool. And yeah, in the land of blog, nothing exciting going on there. I've been neglecting mine this week. My apologies. No, it's because Just Generic is stealing the whole audience, you know. People have only that much time to read blogs during the day, and there goes Just Generic, and she steals all of the bloggers. This is important. Earlier this week, or was it last week, I listened to a podcast by Zedika Zul Zulander. I don't know if I pronounced that right. And Magic. Now that was a great podcast, and of course Zed had to show off just how good at podcasting he is. I think that is all the gossip I have for this week. Actually, this one wasn't that much gossip. It was more rambling about threads. I think hopefully next week, if I have more time, I'll get some more juicy gossip for you. And that's that for this week. Cheers, guys.
Transfer of data is complete.
What the hell did you do?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
End of story.